Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I kind of just want to ask, like, Warriors fans right now then, 888-957-9570, first game, preseason game, back at Chase Center next Sunday, Lakers in town, Jonathan Kuminga's there, you know, they announce his name. Are you cheering for him? Are you booing? Are you putting your hands in your pocket? 888-957-9570. I'm shocked right now, legitimately, that you guys aren't going to be cheering for him.
No, we're not booing or cheering. I'm observing. I'm in wait and see mode on the whole Kuminga thing. What?
You're Switzerland in this. You're not a Swiss kind of a guy.
Well, this is why me and Steiny are such good friends. Humpty Dumpty, we're sitting on the fence.
Wow. I think Steiny would cheer for him. Tim Kawakami, what's the Warriors' next move right now?
I've been waiting for them to just to draw the line at some point. Maybe it's this weekend. I think maybe the sign of that would be if we just start hearing Al Horford sign for 1 year, D'Anthony Melton sign for 1 year, just announce them. And now they haven't done that because it would limit the number they can pay Kuminga in the first year. And they don't want that to happen. I might just go ahead and do it. Say, Jonathan, you can sign right now for this number. But if you don't, we want these guys reporting to camp on time. If we don't sign them, we can't have them in camp because they're not on the team. And if you don't take this number, then we're going to give Al Horford this number, Melton this number, Gary Payton II this number, Seth Curry this number, and then you must take this number.
He's had a lot of names there. Gary Payton and Seth Curry and Al Horford and D'Anthony Melton. Look out. Here you go. This season is going to be fun to watch. I cannot wait for this upcoming Golden State Warriors season. We got Media Day on Monday. We got Giants wrapping up their regular season. What are they going to do moving forward? We got, you know, Mac Jones potentially starting again. Could he win three in a row? Or is Brock going to come back? And then he got a short week after that against the Rams on Thursday Night Football. Hey, the Bay Area is popping right now when it comes to this stuff. And I am just perplexed about the whole Jonathan Kuminga and how we're feeling about him. And if he does sign the qualifying offer and the crisis is over, you know, next Sunday, you know what? Some time has passed, right? A whole week would have been passed, Joe. Be all back in. Right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Right? I'm rooting for JK. We should all be rooting for him. If he's going to come back to the Warriors, right?
I never said I was rooting against him. I just said I'm in wait and see mode.
Well, you're not rooting for him. You're just rooting for the team at that point. You're not really rooting for him if you're not.
That's who I root for. The team. Like, I think it gets lost in a lot of the NBA rhetoric. It's like, you either root for Steph or you root for nothing. It's like, no, actually, I'm a Warrior fan. So I would like my team to be good forever, but I also recognize, like, kind of this is our window right here.
I do recognize.
Guys, like the Steph window.
The best version of this team includes a good Jonathan Kuminga, I think. I don't. That's not a hot take. If the Warriors want to maximize their potential, Jonathan Kuminga has to be a part of that. Just has to be. He's got the most size and athleticism and youth on this team that is an actual mismatch when you're going up against the likes of the Thunder, the T-Wolves, et cetera, the Nuggets.
Like, On one level, I respect what his agent is trying to accomplish. He's trying to represent his client. On another level, I don't give a flying rip what he's doing for his player and the individual, because it's messing up my team. My team today, 3 days before they're about to report for media day, has 10 players on it. I care about my team. I've been a Warrior fan well before Jonathan Kuminga, well before Steph Curry. I'm going to be one well after their playing days. And I root for guys. There's no doubt. I got favorites. I got some that drive me nuts. You know, like I love Jordan Poole. But when Jordan Poole went to the other side and he went to the Wizards, it's like, all right, I root for you from afar, but I'm not like losing my mind. You know, we'll see what happens. And then Chris Paul showed up and I was like, I'll begrudgingly root for him. And then it was like, all right, get him off my team. And then he's gone. And then I went back to hating him again. That's what I do.
Dave in San Francisco wants to join in the conversation.
I'm not any different from any of you.
So Jonathan Kuminga, hypothetically, he plays in the preseason game next Sunday. Are we cheering for him when his name is announced? Are we booing him? Or are we having our hands in our pockets? Are you even going to stand up?
Yeah, I told you. Okay. That's what Bud did. Bud, okay. When Bonds hit the home run, he stood up like this.
That's it.
Hands in the pocket.
Okay, but you won't just sit down. I remember famously Jordan Poole returned for the first time, and Willard, and I think it was Evan filling in, they were going at it because Willard's like, I'm not cheering, or I'm not going to clap for Jordan Poole.
What?
Yeah, that was Willard. He's got a personal vendetta against Jordan Poole or something. I don't know. Dave, what's up, man?
What?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. I would buy tickets to loudly boo this man out of the arena. Seriously.
Why?
I just feel like he's held up the whole offseason, and his team and himself have just overplayed the market. Like you guys said, nobody's paying you $30 million, dude. And the crazy part is he doesn't fit what the Warriors do. He doesn't fit the offense. If you look at him, he just – a lot of times when Steph is on the court with him, including with Jimmy, his head is down. He's just looking to create it for himself. Doesn't fit the offense. I don't care about, like, a person's like, oh, I'm going to average 30, but then everybody else suffers. It's just, we need to get him out of here. That's it.
Thanks, Dave.
That's harsh. It's just hard for me in a world of seeing guys like Ja'Marr Chase, who plays a much more volatile sport, be one of the best players at the position for his first 3 or 4 years in the league, show up, didn't get the contract he was looking for, put his head down, participated all throughout training camp, then went out and got rewarded.
Yeah, but no one would have batted an eye if he didn't do that, and if he just held out. It would have been like, okay, that's understandable.
Yeah, but I respect him showing up and doing it, right?
Right. So, I would have respected him either way. Like, it wouldn't have mattered to me. I respected Ayuk and what he did. People didn't. People wanted to boo him, and they were mad about it. And he showed why he did that, because he immediately got hurt, and thank God he signed that contract.
Yeah,
so
but what about
him.
Being a night? Okay, I feel bad empathy-wise for the player, but what about my team that's stuck with one of the worst contracts in the game? How do you compartmentalize
that? You reward your best players that work out for you. And yes, injuries are a part of it, and it sucks. No one could have predicted it, Joe. But you, as a good organization, you reward homegrown players.
Yeah, and
that
I know
is
both
what
can
you
be
do.
True. Both can be true. You can be frustrated by what ended up ultimately happening. You can, you know, be happy for him individually. Like, I don't think it's always all in or all out on any of these things.
There's definitely more nuance to this, but we're not a nuanced society. It's not. I always like to say it's not the morning nuance. It's the morning roast. Mm. You got to have a hard line in the sand one way or the other. And I think you and I are in lockstep. I understand the team's perspective on this, and I understand Jonathan Kuminga's perspective on this.
Yeah, I like JK.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he's not worth all this hassle for the offseason. That's the part that I think that he's missing in all this. We like you. We're pulling for you. We want you to be your full version of yourself that we envisioned from years ago. But also, hey, doggy, look in the mirror. Like, who do you think you are?
Well, he knows that the owner loves him.
Okay.
Like, he does know that.
Okay.
So I think that is a huge key in all this. He knows Joe Lacob, the owner of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Like, he knows that he's got him in his corner. And
I'm
that's a big deal for him.
It. He can sit here
he's
and
not.
Do a sugarcoat
He's not going to do
job.
A sugarcoat job.
But like, you got to look at beyond just the numbers in your own career. Sometimes you got to think about like the work environment, the quality of life. Like, I've discussed this in many things. At the end of the day, does the money dictate a lot of things? Of course it does. I'll make the quality of life better if you're giving me $5 million a year. Like, I'll figure that out. You know what I mean? But the reality is like there are other work elements, fit, you know, camaraderie with the guys. Like there's a lot of things that go into these decisions. And I just feel like it's been way too much JK. And it's like, dude, you're not really worth all this drama. It's just not. Like, I like you. I'm pulling for you. I'm rooting for you. I think you could be a really good player. I think you could be good for this team. I think you can be good beyond Steph Curry. But at some point, like, dude, enough is enough.
So how do we get to this point? We started off this segment saying, what's the Monday morning headline you want to see the most? And it really just took off, and it's the Jonathan Kuminga resolution. I think that is what we have agreed. Niners winning 4-0 would be awesome. It's amazing. It's football. But this Kuminga thing has been going on for months and months. Bob Melvin, sure. Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? We got time for that. But the JK thing needs to be resolved. And the fact that preseason game one is next Sunday at Chase, and we got a producer here, we got a host here that's saying, yeah, I'm not going to be like clapping for this guy when his name gets announced. I think that's interesting. What are you going to do, Warriors fans? If you're going to be at Chase Center next Sunday and Jonathan Kuminga is going to be a part of it and he gets announced, whether it's off the bench or not, you're going to be standing up and cheering? Are you going to be booing like Dave in San Francisco? Are you just going to be sitting with your hands in your pockets? 888-957-9570. I mentioned Joe Lacob, and a guy that knows Joe Lacob very well, a guy of the sound we've been playing, Tim Kawakami, talks about the Warriors' current offer to Kuminga and Lacob really liking Jonathan.
The Warriors moved on this, and I'm surprised they moved, but that's okay. They moved to a fair number. They were getting a little tough on him in that 1 year with the team options, a little bit tough. I would have understood if they kept there, but it was you could say that was a little bit stingier than they needed to be. So they went to two, $48 million. They want to keep that trade slot. I think what's happened is kind of what often happens is Joe Lacob really likes a player. Everybody knows he likes a player. If it doesn't work out, the agent is still pushing for it because he knows Joe likes a player. At some point, Joe's going to let him go. At some point. Now, I don't know that to be true, and it's going to get aggregated and whatever. That's great. But I'm just saying that's what happened with Wiseman.
And that was Tim Kawakami via the SF Standard on yesterday with Willard and Dibs. You can find that entire interview on YouTube or the free Odyssey app. And speaking of YouTube, we have a poll up right now, Joe, on our YouTube page. Give us a follow. Give us a subscription so we can get to, like, what is his name? Iron Speed or whatever. He's got, like, 40 million or something subscribers.
We're almost going to catch him.
We'll get there.
In his given sport.
Can I give the poll real quick?
Oh.
Thanks. What would be the biggest topic on Monday if it happened this weekend? Bob Melvin gets fired at 16%. Mac Jones leads the Niners to a win at 33%. Then at 51%, the Kuminga crisis is solved. So there you go.
In his given sport, who's better at what they do? JK, Mike Yastrzemski, or Kyle Juszczyk?
Kyle Juszczyk is comparing to how many fullbacks in the league? Like,
I would argue Yaz and Juice are better at what they do than what Kuminga is at what he does. And it's not saying much, but it's the equivalent of those other two guys holding up the entire offseason for their team. And we would say the same thing, like, hey, dude, you're a good player. We like you. We believe in you. This is too much. This whole thing, like, figure this out.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I'd probably put Jonathan Kuminga. I think he is more important to the success of his team this season than those other two guys are, whether it's the Kansas City Royals, Giants,
or the
49ers.
What is the equivalent on the Giants?
Well,
what is it?
What is the Giant equivalent? Patrick Bailey? No, I'm serious, though. Like, if Patrick Bailey could hit, like, seriously. Like, just think of Patrick Bailey. If he could hit, how much of a boost that would be for the team?
Was that like the 7th, 8th best player on the Giants?
Jonathan Kuminga right now is what on the Warriors?
One, two, three, four. I don't know. Maybe the 5th, 6th best player.
Okay, so is this, so you want us like? So who's the 5th, 6th on the Giants right now? Who's exactly
Jung-Hoo Lee?
Exactly. Maybe a Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah, but I would say Jung-Hoo Lee should not be making or breaking my entire offseason with his individual demands. That's where I'm going at with this.
Well, that's the Warriors that put themselves in this also position. Like, that's where I'm getting at here.
I'm not just blaming JK. I'm just saying, like, this whole thing needs resolution. Look, the options are there. We are going to give you $75 million, or you take the qualifying offer. Choose.
By the way, did you see the ESPN's top 100 for the top 100 NBA players? There's 4 Golden State Warriors. Want me to give you the names and the numbers of where they are on this list? Steph Curry ranks seventh. Again, this is the top 100 NBA players according to ESPN.
Top 100.
Steph is ranked seventh. Steph. I'm just giving you the Warriors.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler, 18th.
It's a little strong, but keep going.
Draymond Green, 51st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jonathan Kuminga, 83rd. So the Warriors have four players in the top 100.
Can we just... He's got to be the only top 100 player in the league getting DNPs. Right?
I'm going to give you some of the names that he is ranked ahead of and see if you're going to agree.
He's over Pods, which is kind of crazy.
RJ Barrett. You taking JK over him?
RJ plays a lot, though.
Stephon Castle.
No, I'm taking Castle.
Walker Kessler.
I'm not a huge Walker Kessler, but he's better. I like right now, he's better for his team.
Peyton Pritchard.
I love Peyton Pritchard. I should have been sixth man of the year. Don't hate on Peyton Pritchard. I love my backup white boys.
Nikhil Alexander Walker.
I think he's better than Jonathan Kuminga.
PJ Washington.
Depends on the fit. I like PJ Washington, though. All these guys understand their role. Notice the one like thing that sticks out is like all those guys have accepted where they are in the NBA.
Jakob Poeltl.
I'll lean JK.
Mitchell Robinson.
Mitchell Robinson's all right.
This is a good one.
They're very close.
Jrue Holiday.
Oh, I'm taking Jrue. Even though he's old.
First. Naz Reid at 90.
Come on, dog. If that trade was on the table, we're all taking Naz Reid.
89. Andrew Wiggins.
No way.
Andrew Wiggins.
I figured he'd disappear from this list.
There was a moment in time where I think we were talking about in the summer, like we would trade Kuminga for Wiggins, try to get him back. Do you remember that? We had the conversations here. We're like, we'd do it. Bring Wiggs back. He's perfect if he's the fourth or fifth guy. Wiggins. And then you got Zach Edey above JK?
I don't know about that one.
Jonas Valanciunas?
Valanciunas is done.
Bradley Beal. Yeah, Bradley Beal stinks. He's good.
How much money is Bradley on the hook?
Oh, it's great. Jaden Ivey?
I like Jaden Ivey.
Tobias Harris? And then you
Tobias
get...
Tobias Harris sucks.
Then you get to Jonathan Kuminga at 83.
Do you see who's Norman after Powell. Kuminga?
Yeah, Norman Powell.
That's unbelievable.
He was leading the league, like top 10 in scoring.
He was an all-star.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was pretty good. Pretty good. And he was awesome down the
Who
stretch.
Who did that list?
ESPN.
Evan Turner, the agent?
No.
Aaron Turner.
I think it's because his hair kind of looks like Evan Gidding.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.